This weekend marks the 7th anniversary of the U.S. war in Iraq, 7 years of sacrifice for many military families, especially the children of deployed troops. Last weekend, more than 100 teenage girls held a first-of-its-kind conference in California to share their experiences as the daughters of military men and women. From member station KQED, Sasha Coca brings us their stories.
Kaylee Deacon and Miranda Hearn first met 2 years ago at a leadership symposium for children of National Guard members. Kaylee had a blue mohawk, while Miranda sported more conservative accessories like charm bracelets. But, says Miranda, they realized they had a lot in common.
Being teenage girls, it's a really big transition time anyways. And when a parent is deployed or if you move around a lot, it just intensifies those little self-esteem issues, but at the same time, it's difficult when such a big presence in your household is gone.
Kaylee told Miranda about fighting with her mom while her dad was away in Afghanistan. When he came home again, Kaylee had to get used to that, too.
I really just was crazy because he was telling me no, I couldn't do the stuff that I was doing beforehand, and I was like, really? And he was like, you might be old, but you're not old enough to still do that. And when also he came home, I had a boyfriend. He was like, boyfriend's got to go.
Kaylee and Miranda say their connection made them realize teen girls with family members in the military needed a forum of their own. They created a PowerPoint presentation to convince the California National Guard and corporate sponsors. The high school girls raised $30,000 to bring more than 100 teens to the conference, all expenses paid. They call themselves the Sisterhood of the Traveling BDUs for battle dress uniforms. They hope to go national next year, but they've kicked off the effort with this first conference near Fresno, California. The event begins with a masquerade ball and the girls parading down a purple carpet in fancy dresses. Miranda explains.
We want the girls walking the purple carpet right now to know that it may be hard, but you're special because your parent is in the military.
The teens are exhausted after long bus rides from different parts of California and a 5:30 a.m. military-style wake-up call. But they seem to perk up, even stop texting and giggling, to listen to presentations from an Olympic soccer player and a Hollywood executive. There are also workshops on self-esteem.
So what is self-esteem? Anybody? What's self-esteem? Yes?
How you feel about yourself and the way that you carry yourself.
I love that. The way you feel about yourself. And do you think self-esteem is something you're kind of born with?
No.
No?
They also hear from the first African-American woman to head the California National Guard, Brigadier General Mary Kite.
You are worthy of the future. You are worthy of our time. All of you are worthy of this.
18-year-old Tiffany Fisher welcomes that message. Her dad first deployed when she was 13.
I said I was prepared for it, but the day he left, I cried like the whole day, the whole day. He wasn't even gone yet, and I was already crying because I used to be really, really close to him.
Tiffany says the most nerve-wracking moments came when her father was serving in Iraq, and the family heard he had been shot.
We didn't know if he got killed. We didn't know, like, anything. We just knew he got shot. And so that during that 3 weeks, it was hard. My mom cried every night. We all cried, and I can't see my mom cry, so it made me cry.
Her father survived and is home, although she says he has a bullet still lodged in his leg. Lots of girls at the conference share their fears that something could happen to their parents in combat. 16-year-old Alexandria Gonzalez.
For me, because I'm a daddy's girl, so it's like I'm like super close to my dad. Like I would never want nothing to happen, because if he died, I think I would die too.
Alexandria says it's comforting to meet other girls in her shoes.
I'm going to have a different state of mind of like there is other kids out there going through the same thing as me and my brother and sister. Like I didn't really think there was really anybody else, but there is.
Alexandria says she plans to join the Army too, just as her father is retiring.
I know it's going to be hard for him, but he'll get to go through what I went through.
Many of the girls say they plan to join the military, including the two conference organizers, Kaylee Deacon and Miranda Hearn. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.